As you're turning in your place to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, there's going to be some men that have some cards, passing them out, and go ahead and pass those out, fellas. Those are our commitment cards, and you say you're doing this prematurely. Now, I want to give you a week to think about it and pray about it. I want you to make sure you have this in front of you so that you can pray about this. I want you to know we are going to be going into a week-long business meeting. All right? We are doing business, and it's God's business. And I pray that you are doing business with God as well. And my prayer is that we're all in this week with missions. We do have hotel rooms for two missionaries. Now we do have a couple days to cancel those. If there's anybody that can house these missionaries, a young couple, I think with one or two children, young children. So if you can, please see Mr. Mel, and he'll point you in the right direction, and we can get that taken care of. So I'll be in prayer about that. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it says, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia." What's going on here? Paul is teaching this church about giving, and he's using an example of other churches and the churches that are spread in Macedonia. Specifically, we know, after reading Philippians, we know that it's the church of Philippi was one of the main churches giving here. In verse 2, it says, "How that in a great trial of affliction, and abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped," listen to this, "but first gave their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun us, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and in utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also." There's the example there. "I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and approve the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have." Lord, I pray that you'll be with us. Give us strength now. Speak through me. Do what I cannot do. Lord, as we enter this business meeting, Lord, I pray that you will work so that you get the glory, not us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Understanding faith promise missions. Understanding faith promise. And some people may call this grace giving. I believe one and the same, grace giving, faith promise. And how do we do faith promise? And what is faith promise? And I asked someone, how much of the church do you believe knows and understands faith promise? And they said 80%. So you 80% that understand, why don't you sit back, take a nap, and then the other 20, no, I'm just joking. I believe you'll be able to pick up something, because I believe anytime the Word of God is open that He could speak to us, amen? You say, well, I already know what faith promise is. Listen up, all right? You might learn something. Anytime the God's Word is open, the Holy Spirit will be moving in you and maybe convicting you about something. So I want you to listen up and allow God to speak to you. I remember hearing the story of these two men, and they were riding a tandem bicycle. And they got to this very steep hill, and they started riding the bicycle, and they started going uphill, and boy, was it a struggle. And they were going up the hill, and they finally, and yeah, how many of you know, we know what hills are, right? Around here, we know exactly what hills are, and sometimes our cars struggle to get uphill. Well, this was a tough hill, and finally, they got up the hill, and the front rider stopped the bike, and he said, boy, that was a struggle. That was difficult. Man, I don't know if I can go any further. And the back guy, he says, yes, it was. If I didn't have the brakes on, I thought we'd go backwards. I don't want to be like that when it comes to missions giving to you. I don't want to be that kind of church. Amen? Let's take the brakes off when it comes to missions. And let's be all in, all together, unified together, moving forward for God to reach this world. There might be some of us that are gung-ho and peddling, and then some of us that may have the brakes on, right? Some might not have the brakes on. They may have their foot on the brake. Let's take our foot off the brake. Let's allow God to place His foot on the accelerator. And let's move forward for Him. This week, we'll begin, I believe, I've heard, our 56th annual missions conference. 56 years. Amen? This is my first at Temple Baptist Church. For some, this is the first experience of a meeting like this. For others, it is a time to renew our commitments to worldwide evangelism. And one of the greatest privileges we have as born-again Christians is the opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that have never heard the gospel before. And I want to consider these three points today that will help us better understand faith promise missions. Number one, faith promise, the method. The method of faith promise. Faith promise giving is a biblical plan. Faith promise. You say, well, Pastor Creed, I know that giving is a biblical plan. I know that faith is a plan, but is a biblical. But what about faith promise giving? Is that really a biblical plan? Well, understand, faith is biblical. We are saved by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves; it is the gift of God. So faith is involved in salvation. Amen. So faith, you had to have faith to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Let me say this. If you're sitting here this morning and you have never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, may I say, may I encourage you, may I urge you, please, today be the first step of faith for you. I pray today will be the day of your salvation. We also live by faith. Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Amen? How many of you took steps of faith this week? Missions giving, faith promise is a step of faith to faith. Last year, you took a step of faith when you wrote down on those cards that we gave you. Maybe last year you filled one of those out. By faith, you put that number right there in that blank. And by faith, every time the offering plate came by that you gave missions, you did that by what? By faith. Amen? And so the Christian life is filled with steps of faith. Faith by faith by faith. We also know that we walk by faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by what? Not by sight. Not by sight. The Christian life is full of steps of faith, but the Christian life is full of decisions that we have to make without seeing ahead. Amen? There are times you've made a decision and you don't know the result of that decision. You may not know the end of that decision, but you know God wants you to make that decision. That's biblical. Did you know that without faith we cannot please God? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There's no way that we can please God without faith. It's impossible. Faith is biblical, but also the promise is biblical. Faith promise giving is not about what we can accomplish, but about what God will accomplish through our obedience. And that comes through faith, and a promise is biblical. Psalm chapter 76, verse 11. It says this, vow. What does that vow mean? It's a promise. A vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about Him bring presence unto Him that ought to be feared. Committing to God what is already His is a matter of biblical obedience. Did you hear that? Committing to God, all right, what is already here, what is already His, is a matter of biblical obedience. Faith promise. And how many of you know what giving? Giving is biblical, right? Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 says, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. There it is. There's the church of Philippi giving to Paul. And tonight we're going to go over that portion of Scripture. But giving is biblical. Giving is biblical. So faith promise giving, we see that. Faith promise giving, there's a commitment there. And a commitment financially to God. A contract that you say, Lord, I'm going to give to you this year. That is a biblical thing. Faith promise giving is centered on missions. Faith promise giving is centrally located, centrally focused on missions. And by the way, nothing is closer to the heart of God than reaching souls for Christ. And we know this. Why? Because God has come, and when He came in flesh, what did He come to do? To seek and to save that which was what? Lost. Lost. Christ died for the whole world. Christ is not willing that any should perish. The world needs to hear that Christ's provision, there's been provision for their salvation. And how are they going to hear? Romans chapter 10 says they can hear with a preacher. So what is missions? Missions is spreading the gospel, preaching the gospel to a lost and dying world. And what is faith promise giving? Faith promise giving is committing to that missions. I believe it's biblical. Well, they have to be sent. Faith promise giving is over and above your tithes. It's over and above your tithes. You say, well, Pastor Creed, I tithe. What is this talking about giving? How many of you know that tithe is biblical? Amen? How many of you know that giving your 10%, by the way, in the New Testament, the 10% is the beginning point of tithe. It's the beginning point. It's the starting point. Amen? And then we can add to that, on top of reaching the world by committing and giving to missions. Many might say that you put a priority on missions, then the general giving will go down. Well, Pastor Creed, if you preach about missions giving and you preach about faith promise giving, then the general giving will go down. Don't look at Brother Buck. He didn't say that, okay? And I haven't heard that in this church. But I have heard, well, if you preach on missions and you preach on faith promise giving, that general giving, that tithe will go down. Let me say this. I say 100 times no. Because the people that give to missions have already given of themselves. Here, you say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this. Watch. If I'm going to give to missions, if I'm going to decide to commit to missions, then there has to be already a commitment of my life to God. Verse 3 in our chapter, at chapter 8 says, for to their power I hear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Look at verse 5. And this they did not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves. Gave their own selves. I can't give to missions like I should until I'm God's, until I belong to God. That's the first step of missions giving, is surrendering yourself to God. Watch this. You say, what are you talking about? Listen, you ought to be willing to go to that mission field yourself before you are willing to give to that missionary to go to that mission field. That's what I'm talking about. We're having missionaries come going to Burkina Faso. Are you willing to go to West Africa yourself? If God calls you to West Africa, are you saying, Lord, I've given you a blank check. You send me wherever you want to go. I've heard this before. Pastor Creed, I'm called to preach, but I only want to stay on the East Coast. Pastor Creed, I've been called this, but you know, I really only want to do, wait a minute. We need to give God a blank check in our lives. God, here's the blank check. Here's my life. You do whatever you want to with it. And until you're willing to go, you with me? Until you're willing to go, you'll never be willing to give like you ought to. May we surrender our life to God. That's the method God wants. God doesn't really want the money. God wants the heart. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. God wants your heart. And when you give God your heart, that bank account, that's his. That savings account, that's his. That Roth IRA, that's his. It's all his. Amen? It's that surrender. That surrender. Number two, the faith promise mission. The faith promise mission. What does this mean? Look at verse 8. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. Look at those words, the sincerity of your love, to prove the sincerity of it. We just talked about surrendering to God. What about your love for God? Faith promise giving proves and reveals your love for God. I heard somebody once say, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Amy Carmichael. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. I want you to hold those cards in your hand. I want you to look at those cards. Are you looking at it? I don't want you to ask yourself, how much am I going to give this year? Listen to this. Are you listening? Ask yourself, how much do I love God? How much do I love God? And then, God, how much do you want me to give? Because what you write on that card next Sunday will reveal and prove your love for God. By the way, I want you to know, God's already proven his love for you. You say, what? Yeah, God received one of those cards. You know what he put on there? My son. He loved us so much, he committed his son to us, to die for us. How much do we love him? We see also that the mission of Faith Promise is to carry out the Great Commission. We made reference to Romans chapter 10, but turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10 and verse number 14. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 14. I want you to see this verse. Faith Promise mission is to carry out the Great Commission. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a what? Preacher. We need preachers. This week we're going to meet five preachers. That's going to go to people that do not believe, people that may have rejected, people that may have never heard the gospel before. And we are going to commit and prayerfully commit to them about representing us to preach the gospel. Why? Because those people that don't believe, that reject Christ, that have never heard the gospel, they need a preacher. And how shall they preach except they be what? Sent. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Think about this for a second. The men and women that come this week, how precious are they? They are not, listen very carefully, they are not our employees. Did you hear me? They are not our employees. We are not their boss. We are their partners. And we are willing to partner with them. Knowing that, listen, how beautiful are their feet, how beautiful are their hearts that have surrendered themselves to God to forget about spending time with their families that are in America, giving up some of those things and getting out into all the world and preaching the gospel and accepting the call to go where God called them. How beautiful is that? May we abound in this grace giving as we continue with the Great Commission. We see Christ's example in verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. What are we doing? What's the mission? To extend the testimony of Jesus Christ. We also see, number three, the faith promise miracle. The faith promise miracle. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 says, bring ye all the tithes and into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, you say, oh, Pastor Creed, well, that's the tithe. You said it's above the tithe. Watch this. In Malachi 3:10, it says, he says, prove me. Prove me. Prove me. commit and prove me. I promised you something. Now, do it and watch me fulfill my promise. Prove me. The only investment I ever made, which was paid consistently, increasingly dividends, is the money I have given to the Lord. That was said by a man named J.L. Kraft of the Kraft Cheese Company. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose, missionary Jim Elliot. Now we think about the miracles of faith promise. I know many of you have testimonies of faith promise. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to write those testimonies down. I want you to email them to me or give them to Mrs. Pettit, and we're going to read those testimonies anonymously this week. If you have a testimony of what God has done in your life through faith promise giving, I want to hear it. I want to hear about it. We're going to read those testimonies this week. I'm excited about that. But I remember hearing about this one couple. They were in their 60s, and they had been giving to Faith Promise for quite a while, but they knew God wanted them to step it up. And for quite some time, they've known this, and finally, God got a hold of this man's heart, and he stepped it up. $100 more. That's what God told them to give, $100 more. I'm going to give $100 more. And they had always been tight on their funds, and they had always been trying to budget, and they've always been tight on that budget. And then the five years prior to this, they made a claim. It was an insurance claim on an accident where the sister or the daughter was injured. And it was so long ago that they weren't even thinking about it anymore. So after they gave the faith promise, you know what happened. They got a phone call from the lawyer. Say, hey, your claim came through. $125,000 God has given you. Amen. I think they could provide that promise, right? I think God provided. God proved himself. I think they could take care of their commitment to God. We ought to be acceptable and well-pleasing to God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. An all-knowing, present, all-present, all-powerful God that doesn't change can be pleased with what we do. Think about that. I heard this thought, it's not a matter of how much of my money I will give to God, but how much of God's money will I keep for myself. Think about that. It's not a matter about how much money I will give to God, but how much of God's money will I keep for myself. Temple Baptist Church missions program is supported solely by the financial giving of God's people, who by faith dedicated themselves to the task of underwriting the financial needs of the missionaries supported by the church. Every year we have a missions conference to recommit ourselves to the task of worldwide evangelism. With this in mind, let each of us decide how much we will cast our vote for worldwide evangelism. Did you hear that? We will cast our vote for worldwide evangelism. And during the Faith Promise missions, you may say one of these things. I have not been involved with Faith Promise missions yet, but by God's grace, I will pray and purpose to start in this conference. And may I pray that if you have not been involved, that is your answer. I am currently involved in Faith Promise missions. This may be one of you. And by God's grace, I want to pray and ask God to help me increase my support so that we can send more missionaries to reach the lost. I pray those two would be on our hearts. There may be some people in here who say, I currently support Faith Promise, but I do not plan on increasing my offering. I realize this means we cannot increase our outreach by taking on new missionaries. One may say, I do not support Faith Promise missions and do not plan to start. I realize that this is a vote to call every missionary home from foreign soil.